Next stop, Atlanta. Julio Jones is not going to mandatory minicamp. Gina Thomas, SB Nation, joins us on that. Gina, thank you so much. So this was a slow build. There was a lot of stuff. People were like, I think Julio's mad. Julio's like, I'm not mad. Turns out, yeah, Julio's mad. So now we know what kind of a rift are we dealing with between Julio and the team.
You know, I don't know that Julio's actually mad, but I think that he knows that skipping voluntary workouts really isn't leverage. And I think that he knows that he has to show that he means this by missing something that's mandatory. And it's going to cost him, I think, you know, upwards of $14,000 a day. And so it's not, I mean, that's kind of a drop in the bucket when you're talking about an elite wide receiver salary, but still, he's going to have to pay to miss mandatory minicamp, and I think that it lets the team know that he's serious about getting a contract extension.
And it sort of feels now, it distills at least the fact that the Atlanta Falcons drafting Calvin Ridley with the 26th overall pick as maybe a shot across the bow at Julio Jones, like, hey, be wary, we're looking for a replacement.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that, and I think that it was more like the mindset that they had when they traded up to get Julio Jones back in 2011. At that time, they had Roddy White, who was still one of the best receivers in the league on the roster. But he was getting older, and what they wanted was a 1-2 punch that was going to be about impossible for anybody to defend. And I think that the addition of Calvin Ridley gives them that back for the first time since the early days of Julio's career.
Gina Thomas, Julio Jones sitting out. Gina, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.